InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Breaking loose on every front. Things are only getting more intense. I'm going to be hosting the first 3 hours tonight. We have a very special guest in the studio. Then Harrison Smith is coming in and hosting the fourth hour of Sunday Night Live. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Every Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m., we are here. And, of course, weekdays with Birana Morello, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., myself, Alex Jones, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Harrison Smith, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., and in the very near future, we intend to add more live broadcasts, more transmissions, more systems, once we get to the hump of the battles trying to shut us down one way or another. And it looks like we're getting shut down here very, very soon. They already have the receiver point, all that. That's total garbage, and all of it's scam. We have civil rights lawsuits filed. There's criminal investigations ongoing. I'll just leave it at that. They're in a lot of trouble, but they're just moving forward, as the Democrats do. So just remember, this is the most embattled broadcast in modern history of the United States. Only other person more demonized, more attacked than myself in the aggregate is Donald Trump. And that is just a fact. I don't think anybody can deny it. And there's just sheer weight of the attacks. The only other person attacked more by total operatives and media pressure and lawsuits and demonization is President Trump. And that's because we're both over the target. All right. It's not news that the Israel lobby under Netanyahu is trying to hostile take over MAGA right now. And it's gone into warp speed. That's huge with the developments there. Are just incredible. Open threats against Tucker Carlson and others. Pledges to take him off the air, destroy anybody else that dares question anything about Israel. This is going to cause the mother of all Streisand effects. Then you've got, and we knew this years ago, it was the Capitol Police planted the bomb. I told you that 5 years ago, four and a half, 5 years ago. But now we have all the proof at every angle. I can tell you, as I told you months ago, that J6 information is going to be some of the biggest yet, because it goes right to Pelosi and the Democrats. Now the specifics are out, and the individual is not just a federal officer. They're really CIA. That's already been admitted, and they're basically in hiding right now. This is already broke Friday. We have the new developments exclusively here, and this is just going to send shockwaves. It's the main reason Pelosi's not running again and decided to bug out, because she and her family quarterback the operation. We'll be right back. This is the end of the New World Order. If we press the attack, stay with us. Share those live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on next to it now, 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 now.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Exercise your will. You must break the chains of the globalists now and forever. Live bombshell Sunday broadcast, and it's going to be one hell of a 5 trillion megaton hydrogen bomb. Live bombshell Sunday broadcast, Chicago's most powerful gang. The Latin Kings, and I can tell you they are all over the country. They're the quiet force behind things. Issues shoot on sight order. And it's a smart enough, real, powerful gang that's been around for 60, 70 years. It doesn't flaunt stuff like MS-13 and others. This is really bad. You heard that they have issued a shoot on sight order to all their gang members of any ICE agents in Chicago. They just tried to kill a bunch of them yesterday. Ran up, they were attacking them in their cars, slamming their feet and arms in the doors. Then the media cuts after they get out and tackle the people. That's what they do. They run women into attack. Then they cut the video of the attack and just show federal officers in camo arresting people and throw them down the ground. Oh, God, why are they attacking a woman? Oh, and the woman smashes cars into them. I've seen at least 50 times or more. You've seen it. They just smash a car in at 40, 50 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. Agents jump out, grab them. I'm a citizen. What are you doing? The same crap. And then right as this is happening, they start shooting at the agents. So this is teed up for the false flag operation. This is a major escalation. We've only got 10,000 enforcement agents in ICE and Border Patrol. 10,000. Up against 40-plus million legal aliens, 20-plus million brought under Biden. And they are going out in groups of 4, 5, or 6 with the cities of Chicago and Denver and L.A. and others with apps paid for by Soros, the taxpayer money, directing people to attack them. And I have mayors saying, Mayor Bass and others, we have rapid reaction forces. And when we blow the whistle 5 times, it means ICE is here. But when we lay on the whistle, they have all handed out whistles. That means get the people together and resist. You've got mayors and governors saying resist federal agents with sworn constitutional duties and federal court orders. In most cases, arresting people with huge rap sheets. I mean, this is insurrection. This is what they claim we did on January 6th. So, that's coming up. Ooh, I could spend the whole broadcast on this and the videos and the angles and just, people go, God, Jones used to be the guy that was anti-police and anti-fed, and now you just glaze them and you got brown poopy on your nose. No, I don't. I'm anti-unconstitutional actions. I've said 10,000 times or more in the last 31 years, I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-unconstitutional government. And what Trump is doing is a Herculean task with these agents. They are the David, the left and Soros, and these mobs are Goliath. How many Border Patrol facilities and ICE shot up? How many agents already and Border Patrol killed? You barely see it in the news, but it's happened a bunch. How many cars rammed? How many shots fired when they're freeing kids from sex slavery in Northern California or Minneapolis, Minnesota? It is wild how the corporate media tries to spin this. And most of America isn't watching corporate media or just sees clips of their lies online, knows what's going on. But leftists, they still just believe whatever they're told. So this is just absolutely wild. That's coming up. And then speaking of bad feds, when you have a hijacked government, I knew this by February of 2021. In fact, you can use AI, the video genies out there and things, pull up yourself, just type in the, you know, the search term, Alex Jones, Capitol Police, planted pipe bombs. Within a month of January 6th, I'm on air saying Capitol Police planted the bombs. And Capitol Police were the main ones breaking in on themselves. Not all were read in on it. A few blew the whistle, so they had to be killed weeks later. They were added to the list that the media then said died on Jan 6. Remember that? No federal law enforcement died on January 6th, but they all said that after they killed them, and they were the guys that blew the whistle. So we've known it was Capitol Police planting the bombs. They were planning to detonate them, and then they had Kamala in an office building to play victim. But for whatever reason, the moron that did it, pieces of the bomb already fell off at one location. They had to call her back. And then they sent her back out with the bombs. And we've known who she is for a long time. But it's been blocked by the DOJ, by Patel and Bondi the last 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was private investigators that went ahead and brought the information out. And kudos to Glenn Beck. You know, I was critical of Beck many years ago because he wasn't fully awake. And I was wrong in a lot of my criticisms of him. But as the facts have all come out, he's become as hardcore as anybody. And his style, his research, his intelligence, his delivery is second to none other than maybe Steve Bannon. And we're just so blessed to have Glenn Beck. And you got to have the big elephant wavos to break what they broke last Thursday. So we salute you, Glenn Beck, and your team. And look, I've already been read in all this. I was, you know, basically told a lot of this. I'll just stop there by multiple sources. And the play was double-faceted. I can say this now because it's already too late for the bad guys of the DOJ. To have all this and have them refuse to allow the information to go public so we can now serve it up to Trump, which has now happened today, that here's your total vindication. Here's the total Fedsurrection run by Pelosi and the Democrats. And Cash Patel and all of them knew this, and they covered it up. And they are like chickens with their heads cut off right now, not knowing what to do about this. And they've got the former Capitol Police, who's officially CIA. She got hired 6 months after, doing a really good job on January 6th, so they could keep their idiot. And she comes off as very autistic, mentally retarded. Total patsy, in case she got caught. And now, can you imagine? This is all set to come out. I would say they won't be able to suppress it long. By Tuesday, it all hits. Okay? And remember, I was there on J6. I was supposed to lead the crowd. The president said, Alex, lead them to the Capitol. Secret Service came and got me. We were all set up. We had a permit behind there with the big set, you know, big stage and everything up by the Supreme Court. They walked us right into a trap. Trump, during the speech, before anybody gets to the Capitol, says, be peaceful. We're just going to peacefully protest and call for investigation in the Senate under law. And then they kicked him off X when he posted videos saying, don't go in, get out. Now the BBC's been caught editing a video a week ago where Trump says, you know, the opposite. And you show the real video. It shows he said, don't be violent, be peaceful. Now the head of the BBC's had to resign. But that's what they do. And when Trump was taking off X and Facebook and everything else, and nobody would put it, Fox wouldn't have him on for over 2 years. everybody then that didn't know the truth believed that Trump had said attack the Capitol. And then here we are 5 years later, almost 5 years later, and they recycle the lie that Trump said attack the Capitol. And they edit with jump cuts. And you saw they used AI editing so it would like morph between so you couldn't see the clips exactly right. But then people show the raw clip and people were like, you've already seen it. It's been out for a week. I mean, this is out. Imagine the BBC when it's well known what Trump did now because he's not totally censored. We're not. And he said, go there peacefully. And then he, once he heard what was happening, he said, get out of there. Don't do it. To edit that together and you see the video, he's like, attack it. Get them. Go in. Oh, great job. But that ties into the whole pipe bomb thing. They had a plan. That's why they were saying it was worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor. All they did was kill four citizens that day. No feds died that day. You hear five agents died that day. Look it up. It's not true. Well, they took out a few later that were speaking up, the witnesses, and it put some of the Capitol Police who were compartmentalized that spoke up, they put them in prison for made-up stuff. Did you know that? Yeah. Oh, and then the woman that's now in the CIA... turns out she was a star witness in a whole bunch of the trials putting J6ers in prison. She was running around busy, you know, planting pipe bombs. But then she was a star witness in a whole bunch of trials. Ooh, you got a problem, Cupcake. So, Stuart Rhodes, who they say is the ultimate mastermind of J6. Not one text message, not one email. I was in meetings with him days before with the D.C. police, you know, and others, and we're worried about Antifa attacking, and what do we do if they attack, and you know, all the rest of it. We weren't, like, planning to attack the damn Capitol, make ourselves look like fools, and go to prison. You don't take the government over, take it over the Capitol. You destroy yourself. So I knew when he got indicted, it was horse crap. Enrique Tarrio's coming on. He wasn't even in the city when this happened. Joe Biggs used to be a reporter here. Known him 12 years. Highly decorated Army Ranger. Totally set up. These are the masterminds, supposedly. But then Pelosi's daughter was so dumb. She put it in a documentary with them laughing. And yeah, ha-ha, nobody really attacked us. This is great. I mean, it's these people are arrogant to the ultra maxim. So we got that coming up. But I'm going to do that next hour. This is big, folks. And they didn't want this out before because they had the CIA operative, former Capitol Police, under surveillance. But then the investigations got killed like it always does by Todd Blanche, Democrat, Deputy AG. And so, turns out there's all these private investigators and individuals with law enforcement backgrounds that are out there who are working for Trump, and turns out that it's all coming out, sweeties. And notice this broke Thursday on Glenn Beck's show with 30 million viewers and listeners, conservatively. And has this woman come out and said it's not her? Uh-uh. And that individual's been under full surveillance, with, as well as her communications. And the word is they've been moved to a CIA safe house. Wonder how long that poor Patsy's going to be alive. Maybe there'll be a note that she fled to Europe or something, you know. Oh, where'd she? Oh, you won't see her no more. She's off on vacation. Like in The Running Man. Whitman, Price, and Haddad are in Hawaii enjoying themselves. Their debt to society paid in full. And they find their skeletons hung up in a locker. So, it's going down, down, down. It's going down. Because the levee has broken. And so, what's the left's only hope? What's the globalist's only hope? Well, activate the skeleton of the neocons. Go into the mausoleum of the neocon, WMD lie, warmongering, pro-poison shot, pro-censorship, anti-Trump, never-Trumpers. Break the emergency glass of Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Josh Hammer. Josh Hammer, it's time to take out Tucker and his supporters like foxes in the hen house and neutralize them. Using the Mossad term for assassinate. And Levin was out making violent statements about how he wants to take on Carlson today. And how he'll crush us. So what do? The neocons ally with the left. The Bill Barrs is the attorney general the whole time. It's now been leaked, working against Trump. Then after Trump got out of office in 2021, setting up the indictments with Fannie Willis and Letitia James and quarterbacking with Obama. That wasn't Biden. And Obama's third in elected term. And now, all over the leftist media and all over the corporate media, oh, the MAGA civil war. And then Ben Shapiro is like, we're shaming MAGA that they hated and tried to stop. We're going to keep you away from the real people like, the fake people like Alex Jones, pray to slip. We're going to, nope, it's not Alex Jones that first endorsed Trump before anybody else. I mean, right at the start, a year and a half, before he won. No. It is only Ben Shapiro. It is only Mark Levin. You must bow to them. And again, my issue is I'm not trying to make Israel the center of the universe. I'm not against Israel's existence. I have a hard on for Israel. Like any big powerful, system, it's going to have corruption just like we do. I got to blame the American people for everything in our government. I don't blame the Chinese for Xi Jinping, but it doesn't matter because the way this is all built is always the same. And I've seen some genius stuff from my good friend J.P. Sears, fellow Austinite. But before I get into the meat and potatoes of this next segment, before I get into all these other issues I just mentioned, here's J.P. Sears, Israel First versus America First. Be sure and follow him at Awaken with J.P. on YouTube and X and everywhere else. And he nails it. And I know J.P. is a former liberal. And not anti-Israel. And we'll just say there's like a proviso. But listen, Israel and Israel First people, you're not above reproach. And Netanyahu's hated his own country. And he is trying a takeover of the MAGA movement. And they admit they are. And there's this litmus test just like the left. Say you support drag queen story time and trans talk to five-year-olds or you're homophobic. And it's just like, we're done. Stop beating us over the head. And so this is a desperate comeback by Levin and Ben Shapiro because they have almost no viewers. Shapiro got backed by these big Christian Zionists out of North Texas up in Frisco. Multi-billion dollars. They blew it all, force-fed him everywhere, tried to make him number one. It failed. Levin's a joke. They're all a joke. All right? And so they're just pissed off and basically making threats now to Tucker. And we're gonna censor you, we're gonna deplatform you. I mean, Levin said a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, at a big APAC meeting. Total declaration of war. Remember, Netanyahu 3 weeks ago said, the eight-front war is now America, we're gonna shut down people criticizing us. When you make a Streisand effect like that in the middle of a huge war, you're not gonna win that. You're going to trigger massive hatred of Israel when you go after the most hardcore patriots in America and turn them into enemies. I know you think you'll get big in the process and Netanyahu will have a new enemy since Hamas has been defeated. Now you can move on to American conservatives and then everybody attacks Israel because that you can play victim. And we know why you funded Hamas and created it, Netanyahu. We get it. We don't want to be your new Hamas, buddy. Just like the Pentagon playing basketball with the head of Al-Qaeda this week. So there's J.P. Sears. Nails it. Absolutely nails it.
Hey, dude. Do you support Israel?
Yeah, sure.
At all costs, above everything else?
No matter what?
Well, that seems kind of absurd, like writing a blank check of support. Well, do you?
Well, no, I guess not to that level. I mean, I do have some questions about the Israeli government.
You're an anti-Semite.
Oh, that's what we're doing here.
How long have you hated Jews?
Well, I don't, but how much have you been listening to Ben Shapiro lately?
Well, believe it or not, quite a bit lately.
I could tell.
I'm going to give you one last chance. I want you to denounce Tucker Carlson right now, or else you're an anti-Semite.
I love Tucker.
Tucker is a MAGA. Ah, that's cute. And Ben Shapiro, who openly supported Ron DeSantis over Trump, he's somehow MAGA?
I don't know about that, but Tucker's not MAGA.
Well, you know, and using woke tactics to try to cancel people also isn't MAGA.
Woke tactics? I'm a conservative, bro. I have a camo hat on. I don't use woke tactics.
As an American, you're pro-Israel above everything else, right?
Yeah, they're a great ally.
Yeah, insert great ally rhetoric there. I get it.
But what you're doing is using a one-word label, anti-Semite, to smear a person's entire character into being a hateful person in order to intimidate them into agreeing with you, or if they continue disagreeing with them, discredit that person.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a woke tactic.
I don't know what you're talking about. The conservative.
What would you call a person who tells you you're a racist when you question DEI race-based hiring practices?
Yeah, they're woke idiots.
And what about someone who calls you a killer because you refuse to get jabbed?
Woke idiot.
And someone who calls you a transphobe because you don't support men in dresses reading to children?
Woke idiot.
And someone who calls you a Putin sympathizer because you didn't stand with Ukraine?
Another woke idiot.
And someone who calls you an anti-Semite for being America first?
Woke idiot. Wait, no, you.
Same tactic. It's out of the woke playbook, isn't it?
No. What I'm doing is definitely not the same. But you, my friend, you, because you are literally hating Jewish people because you're skeptical of Israel.
Yeah, there's kind of an extinction between devious government activity and the people of that country. And to shut down any criticism of that country through an accusation of hating its citizens kind of makes free-thinking people even more skeptical of that government. It almost makes people think that that devious government is behind the cancel culture campaign out to destroy people that criticize that government.
What is there to be skeptical about the Israeli government? They've been a great ally.
Ally, yeah, I know you're talking points, but gosh, it's really hard to think of anything.
But there is that whole Epstein ring thing and how that could have been orchestrated by Israeli intelligence for the purpose of gathering blackmail.
And there's the International Criminal Court that currently has an arrest warrant out for Netanyahu for war crimes and crimes against humanity.
I'm curious what's going on there. Just genocide accusations are kind of a big thing.
And then there's the whole Israeli foreign influence over the minds of Americans by funding influencers, media outlets, and major politicians. I mean, that's kind of a big concern.
Like, just imagine if that was China doing that, not Israel. It's a national security threat.
And then you can get into the Rothschilds and
have okay. So you're saying you hate Jewish people.
Is that what I'm saying?
You think Jews have taken over the whole world, don't you?
No.
But it really seems like the Israeli government's trying to take over the conservative party in America right now.
No, I think I would notice if that was happening.
I think your alarm's going off.
Oh, I didn't notice. Shapiro's got a new video coming out.
He'll be speaking to a conservative audience that spent the last 5 years strongly refusing to comply with intimidation tactics. And he'll be trying to intimidate them into joining the pro-Israel side of the conservative party. I think it's pretty gonna be successful.
You enjoy that. I'm gonna go watch Tucker Carlson interview Candace Owens and Ian Carroll.
I literally hate you.
Why?
You know, because you're a hateful person.
Doesn't that make you the hateful person? You just admitted hate.
And all right, see the report, the full report at Awaken with JP. Great job, JP. We'll get him in studio as soon as possible. I'm gonna come back into the rest of this, then we're shifting with Stuart Rhodes first into J6. This can absolutely bring down the globalist. This is a Death Star torpedo shot to the reactor shaft, and we got a very smart gentleman who they said was the mastermind of January 6th on to expose this. Talk about total vindication. I am literally giddy right now. There's no stopping what's coming. They'll never cover this up. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at theyellowshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. It's going to be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products
and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look at Stuart Rhodes. He looks younger and tougher than when they set him up 5 years ago and threw his ass in prison as the mastermind of J6. We know who the real masterminds are, and they're going down. No matter what they do, they can't stop the truth that's already here. It ain't a coming. The train just showed up. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. Well, let's go back to Charlie Daniels for a minute.
But if I had my way with people selling dope, take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up behind them, swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Now I'm the kind of man who'd no harm a mouse. But if I catch somebody breaking in my house. I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side.
Charlie Daniels, the big Lester, came on the show quite a bit. He's dead now, but he lives forever. Another great patriot. Produced a major movie called The Hell to Pale Horse, exposed in June 21, 14 years ago. We stand on the shoulders of all those patriots before us, and we're not going to let them down.
You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I'll put them on their knees in time to the stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs.
All right, I want to finish up with the new desperate attempt, and it's been brewing for a while, but it's now full court press all over the right-wing media establishment, all over the left-wing corporate media. Oh, my gosh, Tucker Carlson's Hitler. Oh, my gosh, we got a deplatform. Oh, the Heritage Foundation's got to get rid of him. Oh, Candace Owens is evil. Oh, Candace Owens' fake text messages from Charlie Kirk saying the Israel lobby was putting pressure on him. He said it in a bunch of speeches. And I didn't come out when everybody said Israel killed him. In just the first few days, I said, no, you got leftists saying he'd be dead and celebrating him dead, and we got to wait and see. Then I remember somebody in the cabinet meeting, not one on TV, the cabinet meeting. The cash cartel screamed at Tulsi Gabbard and others. Remember, I told you this on the 16th of September, 6 days after he was dead. It's on record. I played it a couple of weeks ago. Another thing I told you, you think I just make stuff up? No, I'm known for not making stuff up. That's what I do. That's my religion, is the truth, because God is truth. And I'm like, why am I being given this? They said, it's too dangerous for us. And but people high up want this out. And I mean, real high up, not the president, because he wasn't in on the meeting, but right below that. And the bad guys already know this. So I'm not giving anything up. So Patel comes in and starts screaming at Gabbard. Her agency was created after 9/11. When they get intelligence about domestic stuff to share it with the FBI, he said, I don't want you even looking at intelligence. We're not looking at any accomplices, even though six trannies then the day before said he'll be dead tomorrow in Utah. And when he was dead, they celebrated within an hour saying, see, I told you. So to me, that looked like the left did it. Well, then why would Cash Patel cover that up? But I was also told from that source, another I checked with, that had also been heard that from other sources that were at the meeting, very well-known journalist. I didn't just, I waited 3 days ago with that. I made some phone calls, so I got somebody else that has my sources out there more. And I kind of missed the key. It was also any foreign involvement. I was told any domestic, any foreign. Now, a week and a half ago, it broke all over the news. And Patel admitted that. So he basically pushed himself, ran to be FBI director for years on podcasts, that he wanted to get rid of the Hoover building that was mainly doing intelligence and have the FBI get out of intelligence, so it shouldn't be in that, and then turn it into a museum. Now he doesn't want Tulsi Gabbard, who has congressionally created office to do it. That's suspicious as hell. Now you've got all these neocons like Josh Hammer and many others saying, Tucker Carlson and his buddies, and we're tracking who you are, we're creating lists, he said it, Levin, Shapiro, we're going to deplatform you, we're going to come after you, we're going to get you, we're going to stop you. Levin put out audio of him reading text messages from Tucker, inviting him to a debate. And you read the text messages, it says nothing about his stepson. It says nothing about stepson or anything. He goes, how dare you attack my stepson? I see you in person. I'm going to beat the hell out of you. You'll see what happens, boy. I mean, it's cuckoo town. We're going to kill you like a fox. And we're going to get all your supporters, and we're making lists to all of you. Better shut up. So everybody knows my big hard-on is not for Israel. I'm worried about China, the globalist culture, all this stuff. I don't want to blow up Israel. I'm not its enemy. But now, if Tucker Carlson gets killed, or he gets struck by a bolt of lightning, or a lone gunman kills him, or whatever, or his house blows up from a gas leak. Let me tell you, I don't want to be Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin. So, you guys just moved the needle big time to being suspects. Because the Democrats are the big ones for me. I mean, Charlie Kirk got millions of vote for Trump. He was wrecking your ass. A lot of weirdos in the RNC. Maybe they didn't like him being so powerful. Way more powerful than the RNC, Kirk had become. But I was waiting to see what happened with the trial. Now they've sealed it. Unprecedented. It's getting weird. So now you got me looking at you, because I got a lot of the stuff to look at here. But I think Pew Mechanic, his commenter, really nailed it. He said, Mark Levin represents the people MAGA defeated. Now they're trying to grift their way back into controlling it. It's transparent, pathetic. They can squeal all they want, and their moron followers can clutch their pearls. Nobody gives a damn. I agree with that. But hey, you want to make yourselves front and center? You want to make it all about you, and that if we don't want to be have all these wars and George Bush, you know, 2.0, and you want to say we're Hitler and all this stuff, it's not going to work. But if you want to label us that and have this fight, you will lose. You've already lost. But that doesn't matter. The neocons have always been all over the left. They know they're just doing what they're paid to do to drive a wedge. And I've already played these clips, but I mean, they're on air. They're in front of groups on national TV saying, you bet we're going to censor you. You bet we're going to take you off air. We're targeting all you. We're making list all you. We're coming after you. Well, you know what? You declared war on us. Challenge accepted. I'm not going to make you the front burner issue, but I'm on your ass now. Because people start threatening me and my friends. Well, okay. I'm not looking for trouble. Just like Charlie Daniels just said, I don't want to fight you, but I damn sure will if you make me. And you're going to lose every time. Because you were dealing with an America that was asleep before. You're not dealing with that now, jackasses. You figured that out yet? America's up on its hind legs like a grizzly bear. And I'd rather secure the republic, get the dollar back to number one, defeat China, stop the wars. But you want to get in the middle of what we're doing? Okay. You start trying to threaten me and threaten my friends? It's not just me. Everybody is enraged by this. And if you do kill Tucker Carlson, it's going to be your Alamo. And you're so dumb, you go, oh, you mean you all get wiped out? And that's not what I mean, dumbass. Did Pearl Harbor work out good for the Japanese? You kill Tucker Carlson or one of your little boobies does, you're going to end up just like Santa Anna and Admiral Hirohito, or Emperor Hirohito and Admiral Yamamoto. So, I mean, I don't have time to get into it all. I already shot reports on it. You can see these videos for yourself at InfoWars.com or Alex Jones. I mean, these guys are foaming at the mouth for a fight. And I want people, and then this, YouTuber Candace Owens, oh, she's a YouTuber, fires back at Ben Shapiro after he claims she accused Charlie Kirk's wife of killing him. She didn't do that. It's made up. Just like Levin says, how dare you threaten my stepson and say, he didn't say anything about your, he didn't say anything. He reads the text. I want you to defend Israel's record in Gaza. Let's have a great debate. He goes, how dare you threaten my stepson? I'm going to get you. If I see you in person, you better watch your ass. Well, let me tell you, Levin, it looks like you can't even wipe your ass. So let's just see how you do with Tucker. Tucker's got that old jolly Santa Claus thing going on. Okay, you ain't up chopping wood at 4 a.m. So, and I can't even shoot as good as Tucker, and I'm one of the best shooters I know that isn't a special forces person. So you're an idiot. But the point is that these people are out of control. Absolutely out of control, and America isn't buying it. And America is pissed off. And so if the Israel lobby under Netanyahu, because it's not the whole Israeli people, it's Netanyahu, wants to do this. See, he just like he helped fund Hamas, and Israel created Hamas. Now they defeated Hamas, which I'm not crying about. Now you want to move on and make America's heartland and the conservatives your new enemy? I mean, literally, the Israel lobby's now moved from Hamas that they fund and ran and created onto us. Literally creating the stereotype, saying we're going to censor you, we're going to hunt you down, we're going to kill you like a fox in a henhouse, we're going to neutralize you. I'm just like, wow, whoa, okay. Don't want to fight with you, but since you're punching us in the nose, you're going to get your nonviolent response now, which means, like Tucker said 8 months ago with me in Florida, they're going to false flag themselves. That's the next piece. So then now they know we're watching to kill a bunch of migrants at an event. and blame it on Trump. That's kind of moving away. So everybody's aware of that. Now it's going to be the truck bombing or mass shooting in a synagogue. Blame it on Tucker. Oh, you can hear the train. Dude, dude. Oh, what? Oh. Is that a train? You know, grow up near a railroad track. You don't need to know the train's coming here. When it found this warehouse, I live by a railroad track in Dallas. And so I know the sound of a train is coming. It's rolling around the bend. And so let's shift gears now for the rest of this hour into the next hour. And Stuart can ride shotgun with us on this issue. But I'm going to be all over this like flies on you know what now. Because this is a big, big deal. And talking about false flags and setups, Stuart Rhodes, former Army paratrooper and lawyer, and Ron Paul, a researcher and staffer, known him 16 years longer, founder of the Oath Keepers, set up on January 6th, running the whole conspiracy, no evidence ever shown. Now we know the Capitol Police woman, now CIA, probably what was already, as an asset, testified against a bunch of people. But she wasn't even there. She was busy planting pipe bombs. And we knew it was Capitol Police before, but we were like, well, let's wait till it comes out. Now, because Cash Patel and them sat on this, it's now come out. And notice Glenn Beck brought it up. So you guys have big, big problems. And we'll name the lady who they're saying is the prime suspect. And it's not just that they have her in track or her as an officer with her gait with biometrics. It's basically same as an iris scan. We already knew. They already had her geolocated on her phone. The FBI claimed it was corrupted. But you can still go to the telecoms and buy the geolocation, just like Vanessa Souza did to show the mules and the election fraud. And they got the cell phone, folks. So they've been watching this person for a while. And now this is about to all come out. But this is so historic. And it doesn't just expose J6 as a total Fed insurrection. It exposes the people of the FBI and Todd Blanche, the deputy AG, that have been sitting on this. And so I got to tell you, it's really good to know that Trump was smart enough, at least at certain levels, to bring in a bunch of former Army intel assigned to the NSA and others that know how to plant stuff and find out networks. And I'm not giving out any secrets now. The enemy now knows, I can tell you. And it's not like we're totally winning. It's not like it's, you know, complete, but that we've run some major operations against them and test, and I've been involved in some of the tests, I'll leave it at that, to test who's who and who shuts down investigations, who does what, to build a map of it. So the Trump administration of today compared to 8 years ago is night and day. It ain't perfect, but it's robust. So Stuart Rhodes will write, check out with us some of the next hour. Your fellow former political prisoners, Enrique Tarrio and Joe Biggs will be joining us. They can get three of you on at the same time, but regardless. I love you, brother. You've been through hell. You're totally vindicated. What do you make of this? I mean, this is incredible. Remember, this came out Thursday, her name, everything. No response back. And from my sources, she's in a CIA safe house right now, literally under surveillance. I mean, this is a true deep state civil war. By deep state, we have our deep people. They got their deep people. This is epic stuff. People are so used to no movement, they didn't understand that we finally are getting movement here, which brings us, in my view, Stuart, into maximum danger from the deep state, because they now know we are locked and loaded like an F-14 and Top Gun missiles locked. I mean, we're locked right now.
But why is it coming from, why does it have to come from us? Cash Patel should be fired. President Trump should fire him. He is obviously compromised. He's not doing his job. He's not doing what he was put in place to do. He's become an obstructionist tool of the very deep state that he was supposed to take down. So President Trump needs to fire him. Revelations about the 274 FBI agents in the crowd didn't come from Cash Patel or Dan Bongino. They came from a member of Congress, from a staff. Same with this revelation now. Why does it take Steve Baker to do his own investigation to uncover what they should have uncovered themselves over the last 10 months? So I see Cash Patel as an absolute failure. And worse, he's willfully obstructing justice right now and needs to be fired. So President Trump, the MAGA base need to pressure him to fire Cash Patel. And I'm going to let you know, I'm on the side of Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens because I'm on the side of free speech and the truth. So we have to be America first and truth first.
But again, Stuart, I've known you forever. Back when you were a lawyer working for Ron Paul. I would ask Ron Paul, I want you on about the police state. Well, I'll come on, but the expert we have is Stuart, you know, like winning awards at Yale and stuff, your expert stuff on police states. This is not a police state. This is an emergency, you know, response.
No, this is a police state.
My point is that you're not just some guy that got set up on J6. You're a lawyer, your background, all this. They literally said you were the mastermind with Trump. Now it's come out in Crossfire Hurricane, or before that, this is Arctic Frost. Looking at me and you and all of our, like, we're masterminding with Trump. Don't even ever talk to Trump. The insanity of it. Now it's all out, which we now know, we already knew, but confirmed.
You and Turio, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing. We know they ran it. We know it's Pelosi, the Democrats, the deep state. So how big is this? This is coming out that it is their agent, their CIA posing as a Capitol Police. This is all confirmed. Just trying to stage these bombings.
Yeah. Well, we always knew us and the freedom movement and us and the J6 persecuted. We always knew. It's no surprise to us at all. But the benefit now is that the American people can more easily see that we were right all along, that all along it was a setup. It was sincerely a Fed insurrection, as Ivan Franklin calls it. He's been right. You've been right. I've been right.
Well, you just spent a bunch of years in prison, but that's what it's surreal. You spent 3-4 years in prison or whatever it was.
Right.
My co-host got sent to prison. We try to stop people going to the building, and like we're accused of it in federal documents that are now out, and then we know who did it. It's so crazy. Gonna be more surreal for you. What is it like now? What is it like now? Predicting Trump would win, predicting this would all happen, predicting you'd be given a pardon or commutation. I mean, it's got to be Twilight Zone for you. And now you and I knew this years ago. You said it on my show from prison, and they banned you from making phone calls for like a year. And it's literally all come true. Can you imagine the size of the bricks they're shitting and Pelosi basically leaving Congress the day this broke?
Yeah, that's good to see. So they are afraid. And that's the message for the base on the MAGA side is don't give up. That they're afraid for a reason, but we have got to remove the obstructions in the DOJ and the FBI. I think Pam Bondi should be fired and replaced. I mean, obviously, what's his name? Todd Blanche.
Fired and replaced. Oh, he's the one.
Right. The same goes for Patel and Bongino. They're not doing, and I love Bongino. I was listening to him while I was in solitary confinement in the Alexandria jail on AMFM radio. I thought he was going to be a true blue fighter. But he gets in there and he's got deer in the headlights and he's obviously lying to us. And you can tell he's uncomfortable in it. He should just come forward and redeem himself by telling the truth right now.
Well, you know this from the military and history, and you're a historian as well. You're not just a tough guy, you're an intellectual. Moral courage in the face of subterfuge and psyops and cloak and dagger and moral courage is much rarer than guys like Bongino, people that know him personally, and a bunch of stuff went on at Quantico. I was told by agents that were there. He is a genuine tough guy. He isn't a coward, but he'll fight a guy that wants to fight him, you know, New York cop. But when it gets into this level, he just tapped out. It's what he said. He said, I can't handle this. Well, exactly, dude. You're not a spy. You're not an intel officer. He can't handle it. He's in over his head.
Well, that's not an excuse though. I mean, same thing happened with the military. We saw that post J6. I had combat veteran, honorable men who served their country in the army in Iraq and Afghanistan who rolled over and bitched out and took a deal and pled guilty to seditious conspiracy and signed on to a stack of lie against myself and my co-defendants. So they gave up. Their resolve when it comes to fighting foreign enemies, when it came to dealing with internal enemies, they didn't have the same fortitude. And it could be that way with Bongino. In some ways, he's lost his way. He's forgotten his oath. He's remember the oath he swore to support and defend the Constitution. So help me God.
Well, I know from folks that are around him, you know, he's saying he doesn't know who to trust. He's overwhelmed. I get it. It's I won't say it's easy, but it's easier with guys launching grenades and machine guns to, you know, fight them because there's the enemy. Yeah. But when it's this and it's so you don't know who's who, I get a lot of men just aren't built for it. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just saying he ain't built for it.
Well, apparently not. Then he should step down. If he can't handle the heat, then he should get out of the kitchen. He should resign and let somebody else let President Trump appoint someone else and replace Patel and Bongino with someone who will do what's right.
Well, they got the Missouri AG ready, but again, the surrealness of this, for people that don't know, this is confirmed, folks, since Thursday. Notice she hasn't responded. We already knew it was Capitol Police. We knew who it was. They identified it. They knew a long time ago. Now it's being brought out through third parties who've been valiantly fighting this and throwing prison for it. I mean, what are they going to do? How are they going to try to spin this? Because I'm told at the DOJ now, they are literally in panic mode over this.
Well, they're probably going to try to just hope it goes away, and the short attempted span of the American people will pass it by. That's what they hope will happen. That it'll die down in 2 or 3 weeks, and just ignore it. So the same with all the FBI agents in the crowd. How can they have been fired yet? Same thing. So
200. How many? 200. Remember, FBI director Red lied and said no FBI agents. Now 274. That's perjury.
Right. Well, then look what Cash Patel did then. He spun and tried to cover for it by saying that they were improperly used for riot control that day. And Steve Baker called it out as complete bullshit. So that's 100% bullshit. Nowhere did he see in all the video he reviewed from J6 any evidence of FBI agents being used to aid Capitol Police in riot control. So it's a complete lie. So once again, he's gone over to the dark side and he's covering for what they did. And on top of that, he gave an award of bravery to some of the FBI HRT guys who murdered Lavoy Finicum. You know about that, right?
Yes.
He gave them medals of honor and awards for their bravery for the setup and murder of Lavoy Finicum. It's disgusting. So, you know, it's as if the Biden administration were still in office and still carrying on under their leadership. There's no difference in the
FBI. Well, that's
it.
We put people in who claim they want to fight tyranny. Once they're dumped in the shark tank, they just roll over like a dog on its back, presenting its belly.
Right. So, and I don't care, you know, the excuse is, well, maybe his family was threatened, or maybe he was threatened. So either they compromise him.
Well, so were ours. Why did we roll over?
Right, exactly. And that's what I just said last night in the speech I gave here in Chicago. I didn't roll over because someone in the audience was like, well, hey, anyone can break under that pressure. And I said, I didn't. My co-defendants didn't. The Proud Boys didn't break. So we were strong. I don't want to hear, I got no F's to give for any excuses for guys, why guys don't do their
job. And for those who don't know, they came to you, Roger Stone. They came to Epstein, it now turns out, and said, blame Trump and we'll drop it. So even Epstein didn't do that. The point is that we've all, me too, that they've come to me and said, $50 million, just quit. You know, stop doing what you're doing. So I don't want to, exactly, I don't want to hear people like, well, if you were put in that position, you'd do this. No, we've done it. We have proven ourselves, which isn't bragging. Trump needs to, again, not just us, I'm not saying you want to be in his administration, but he needs to find people that are battle-hardened and proven. They need to be put in the highest positions.
Yeah, I trust Tulsi Gabbard. I believe her heart's in the right place. I think she still loves this country and is willing to do the right thing. So she should drive on through investigation into foreign influence or foreign intervention in the Charlie Kirk assassination. She should ignore Cash Patel. He's been compromised. He's now working for the bad guys. And so she should drive on with
that. That's
her
right. Gabbard has executed every order given to her by the Trump. And so is Kennedy. They're the two stars. They are executing on our agenda what we voted for. They are the Spartans. Back in 2 minutes with Stuart Rhodes. We'll continue on as other political prisoners of this conspiracy. I'm having the people on, the three men they blame for January 6th, when they've now been caught running it. This is incredible. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The name of the person who's now in the CIA, we knew it was Capitol Police 4-plus years ago. Hell, I knew it like a month after. And now it's coming out, and we now know Cash Patel's been sitting on it. What's the bigger scandal? The DOJ sitting on it, so it had to be leaked? And now you see who's who. Who would think Glenn Beck? He just gets better and better. And because people are deciding which side they're on here now. Or that the whole thing was a Fed insurrection, which you already have all the other pieces. Stuart Rhodes.
Oh, it's both. It's both that it was a Fed insurrection, but the big story now is that even inside this current Trump administration, you still have bad actors inside for whatever reason. They're blocking the truth and actively covering for the deep state, and they need to be removed. We can't let it go like the first administration where you had Bill Barr until the very end, you know, being a block and obstructionist for justice. We need to get rid of them now. They need to be purged out. So the base, the MAGA base, must pressure President Trump to replace them now. Nothing else he's doing is more important than replacing them to get at the heart of the deep state, at the heart of the setup of 2020, the coup of 2020, and the Fed's direction. Nothing's more important than purging them out.
Remember how Patel brought in the head FBI agent persecuting people on Jan 6 to a more senior position?
Yeah, Jensen.
And when we put heat on him with Kyle Serafin, he got fired. So it shows, like Roger Stone says, when Trump's given the information, he does the right thing. That's why we have to make a big deal about this.
That's right. And then after that, they only fired FBI agents who were involved and directly involved in the surveillance of members of Congress. Then they got fired. But none of the rest of them have been purged yet. So we've got to focus on getting President Trump to fire Cash Patel. Because Cash Patel's not going to do his job. They've got dirt on him that apparently he's so scared to have it out that he'll do whatever he's told. So there's no way to rehabilitate Cash Patel. Bongino I have more hope for. But Patel should be fired. And, you know, if President Trump wants to make Bongino the director and give him a shot, go right ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the big tell. He went on like 12 times or whatever, Stu Peters. And then told Congress, I don't know who Stu Peters is, even though he had all these hundreds of messages with him. They were raising money together. And Congress still put him forward because they knew, oh, he's compromised. We got him by the short hairs. And, folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. I've been told by sources I've never been wrong. Well, Patel lives with a man, with a billionaire in a giant mansion in Vegas. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, that's a fact. It'd be kind of weird we live in a mansion together, Stuart. A little weird.
A mansion, huh?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So he's compromised. He needs to be removed. So, you know, as we did with the firing of Jensen, you're right. The base needs to pressure President Trump to do the right thing and fire Cash Patel. But I believe he should do the same thing with Bondi as well, too. I think she's the same way. So they're both blocks to getting at the heart of the deep state and doing the perp blocks we all want to see. And it's not about revenge for how we were mistreated. It's about correcting the course of this country and saving this country from the deep state. You unravel the deep state and attack it by exposure. You
know, well, that's right. This isn't going away. This will be as big as Epstein, and they can try to cover it up. It doesn't matter. Now they're going to try to cover up this Capitol Police, now CIA, pipe bomber, and now it comes out they're blocking the investigation. I don't see how they put the genie back in the bottle on that.
No, and I'm not surprised at all that the CIA was involved. I knew that from the very beginning also. It all the earmarks of a CIA operation. The CIA has been infiltrating police stations.
Oh, it was a fake. It was start over. It was a fake color revolution to be blamed on us.
Yeah, exactly the same thing they did overseas. But I just want to make it clear to the public that it's very much on record that the FBI will infiltrate police units across the country. So whether it's New York, NYPD, LAPD, DC Metro, it's common practice for them to go recruit officers, do their bidding.
You mean CIA?
Yeah, that's right. They wear two hats. They work for the police department. They also work for the CIA. It's part of their record.
It is. And the ADL does it too.
Right, well, they're all tied together. I mean, the ADL and the SPLC is just a propaganda arm for the deep state on that side. It's all one big octopus of different tentacles. But at the heart of it, I believe, is the CIA and the Federal Reserve. That's what I would call the deep state heart of those two institutions.
Exactly. Mossad is junior to that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So let me introduce you to Shawnee Kirkhoff. Now, again, we knew this. I said this in February of 2021. It would take hours to go into all of it. I was there. Stuart was there. We were all there. We saw it. We witnessed it all. And then my sources, we had Antifa in Antifa outfits, putting on MAGA outfits. We had people that clearly weren't FBI, but acted, behaved their gait like cops, breaking in the windows. Then we had all these videos of people being arrested who were attacking police, but then they would show them a badge on video, and they would do a fake arrest, bring them in, high-five them, take the handcuffs off. And then our people said, no, those are Capitol Police. They tried to block all the different release of the videos. Remember, Congress was like, oh, we've done facial recognition. We know these are Capitol Police. So we knew within a few months of it was Capitol Police. And not all of them, all right? But I march up there while it's happening, and I say, you have emergency alert systems, loudspeakers, because I already knew that. I know I'm kind of a weirdo that I would know that Capitol has that. Later, they blasted them. We hear them 2 miles away. This is an emergency area. Get away from the Capitol. You'll be arrested. Huge speakers inside, outside. And I said, give me your captain. 10 minutes later, okay. You need to get on there and say, leave the Capitol. I didn't know they'd open the doors up and let them in. I'm outside. They go, no, we're not going to do it. And I go, well, I'm going to go up there to those steps then and get people off. And I went up and got a bunch off there saying you're being set up. They then run the Wall Street Journal saying I, as a coward, was standing at a distance on top of a truck. It wasn't a truck. It was a pile of chairs saying attack the Capitol. And then I was censored off the internet except InfoWars.com and banned.video. And so only people could see it there. Just like Trump was taken off the internet that day so they could lie about him. And now BBC This Week comes out and puts out an edited tape with Trump saying attack the Capitol when he said the opposite. Now the director of the BBC has been fired. The point is, this shows the recklessness of them. They're doing the old tricks now like they have air superiority and cannot be questioned. No, you're in a new ball game, dummies. And so the whistleblowers, like I was told this 2 months before it came out, the chief of staff to Biden came in, blew the whistle to the DOJ, and it's about the auto pen so he wouldn't go to prison. And then Ed Martin hands it to the prosecutors and nothing's done. And people say, wow, why is it Ed Martin? He's like one of the only guys in charge that Trump's put in there that has nationwide access with his special office as the strike force leader for government weaponization against the people. And then he gets the order, he has the evidence, and nothing's done. He had to find out that they had blocked indictments that were already given by grand juries against Bolton, against Comey, against Letitia James. That's why three days later they got him. No. They just had to send in a Trump lawyer. The indictment was there. It was already signed. So this is the level of mutiny we're dealing with, but I don't see Stuart Rhodes, how they now, with this Kirchhoff lady, we'll put her picture on screen, how they cover this up. What do you expect the aftermath of this to be? And as the guy they said was the mastermind, we know it was Pelosi, the deep state, the globalist. Like you said, Bill Barr, it's now been released documents that he was involved. And after Trump was out organizing the indictments with Biden in the White House, with the state and federal prosecutors. So it's Bill Barr, CIA, two-time attorney general. I mean, we know Obama. But what is it like to be scapegoated, railroaded, years in prison, and now see all the cards coming down? Because even if they cover this up, which is impossible, now Trump's going to blow up. You can just see it. There's no way. This is too big. Trump knows they saddled him with January 6th. As long as we beat the drum, this is gonna get rid of Todd Blanche. It's gonna get rid of Patel. It's gonna get rid of Bondi. I gotta say, we're moving him into checkmate right now if we keep beating the drum. What do you say?
Well, we need a mass protest in D.C., I think, that's directed at President Trump to call on him to fire Bongino and Patel and Bondi and clean house and put people that are actual warriors in those positions. That's what we need to do right now. So we should be marching on the White House and as peaceful protest, but urging President Trump to do the right thing and focus on the enemies inside of his own gates, the traitors inside of his own network right now. And I would consider Patel and Bondi to be exactly that.
I totally agree. How are they going to spin this? You're absolutely right. Their main goal is let it go for a few weeks, hope we forget. We ain't forgetting.
Right. And you can expect Cash Patel to do a press conference saying, we've investigated this thoroughly, and we find no basis for targeting this poor, innocent Capitol Police officer. That's what I expect next, of him to spin this the same way he spun the revelation about 274 FBI agents. Or he might say, she was part of an undercover operation that day, but she was actually doing good work. That's what I expect to see out of him, which basically is more lies and more spin. So we need to go and pressure President Trump to fire him. Job number one is fire Cash Patel. And then job number two is fire Pam Bondi. She's not doing her job. She's left it in the hands of Todd Blanche, and he's obviously a deep stater.
And without elaborating, it would take 10 hours, but I know you know about this. Most listeners are informed as well. We already knew this a long time ago because we have the surveillance footage of this office park where she's scheduled for somebody that won't tell us what. Kamala Harris, the senator, is up in this thing where the bomb gets planted, and then the cops find it. They walk by, look at it, touch it, let school kids walk by it. Folks that don't know. Right. If you think there's a real bomb, you do a cord in your back, 500 feet, 1,000 feet, whatever. They obviously know this is some type of, so you got the senator that's going to be the vice president later up in here. You got this person out here that's Capitol Police CIA. The right. News later tries to recycle and say, oh, look, they got bombs. They were planning something that day. We don't know, but it looks like a false flag against Harris to create even more hysteria. I wonder why it didn't go off or why literally and figuratively.
Well, because they were duds. That's exactly why the Secret Service agent sitting right next to it finished their lunch after they were notified that there was a pipe bomb there. They finished eating. And they not only let Kamala Harris roll right by, they also let the Speaker of the House roll right by. Her entourage rolled right by it also. So they knew it wasn't a real bomb. It was part of the setup. Of course, as you know from years of exposing this, I'm sure it was billed as some kind of a anti-terrorism operation, like a training event. And that's one way Cash Patel might disguise it. Oh, she was part of a training event, a routine training that was being conducted by Capitol Police.
Exactly. And who would the patsies be? Well, we knew who they were. It was Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. You know you were the target.
Oh yeah, of course. We know that. Absolutely. Because Benny Thompson, February 16th, 2021, sued Trump, Giuliani, Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, alleging a conspiracy among us. Benny Thompson and members of Congress sued us. That's how early the false narrative was set, right there. That's the big tell.
And then Congress accused me of being a conspiracy with you. Even though the meetings we were in was like, what do we do if Antifa attacks us? That was it.
Right. Well, like Enrique Tarrio and I saying hello for the very first time in a parking garage. That's all we did is say hello. And they spun that into, a planning meeting for J6. It's complete garbage.
Even though they had an informant there recording it.
No, he had a film crew with him recording a documentary. But they didn't show the video.
Did you know that this woman, the CIA Capitol Police lady, did you know she testified in cases against people?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
I mean, can you believe?
Wasn't she also one of the officers firing into the crowd using excessive force and lethal force by firing in people's faces, rubber bullets hitting them in the heads and canisters? She was part of that, right?
Yeah, that's being reported. I want to bring Joe Biggs in here with you right now, that Enrique Tarra is coming on, but Dana Fauci did a great job boiling it down. The Capitol Police in January 6th planted the pipe bombs, shot tear gas at peaceful protesters in an effort to agitate them, removed barriers and illegally waved people into the grounds of the Capitol building, opened gigantic magnetic doors from the inside to allow people into the building, shot and killed an unarmed female, four people. The only person that was killed, that it was actually more than that, lied about all of this, also lied about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sidnick, who died of natural causes days later, became celebrities that received congressional and presidential awards for their efforts. Am I missing anything? Yeah, what else are they missing there, Stuart?
Excessive force, like hitting people in the head with rubber bullets and point blank with tear gas canisters. They're supposed to be shot at the ground with their feet, or they're supposed to shoot rubber bullets into your lower extremities to cause pain to change your behavior. But shooting someone in the head with rubber bullets or with canisters like that is actually lethal force.
For folks that don't know, there's pictures of people shot through the cheek, huge holes.
You can be killed like that. And same thing goes with striking someone in the head with a club. Officers are taught you cannot strike a person in the head with a billy club unless they're a lethal force threat. But they've struck Roseanne Boylan in the head while she's laying unconscious on the ground. An unarmed woman laying unconscious is clearly no threat to anyone.
That's why you're supposed to hit the arms or legs, right?
Right. It's lower below the neck. So that's how cops are taught. Anything above the neck is lethal force. You can only do that if the person's a lethal force threat to you or someone else. And she's clearly unconscious, laying on the ground, not a threat to anybody. So they used not just excessive force, but deadly force that day.
Well, they threw a guy up a parapet. They beat a woman to death in the thing. They killed four people that day, didn't they?
Yeah, Roseanne Boylan was struck in the head, like I said, laying unconscious. She was beaten in the head with a billy club. That's lethal force. So that officer should be charged with murder, or at least attempted murder, or manslaughter. And the same goes for the one that shot Ashley Babbitt, who's an unarmed woman. How come he's not? Same thing. Why is Michael Burr, the officer that murdered Ashley Babbitt, not on trial for murder? Why has that not happened yet? Because Pam Bondi doesn't want it to happen, because she's part of the deep state. She needs to go.
Yeah, well, take when Ed Martin's investigation and persecution of me got shut down by Todd Blanche, which we knew was going to happen, you guys. And that's just one more thing. And he said, Jones's fringe, we're not going to protect him from admitted DOJ persecution. Again, they just revealed themselves. Let's bring in Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, one of the top guys, the Oath Keepers, former Info, not Oath Keepers, at Proud Boys, one former InfoWars reporter, peaceful at the Capitol, peacefully went in, they opened the doors up, huge prison sentence as well. Seeing all this break in the last 4 or 5 days, and seeing the cricket silence from the corporate media and the DOJ, what is your response to this? I mean, you talk about vindication, but I know you just want to save the country. You know, Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, highly decorated, veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. What is it like to see this unfolding right now?
I'm hearing the money stack up right now. We've got a lawsuit against the government, and they keep exposing themselves, and I'm loving it. I'm enjoying this right now, to sit back after 4 years of being tortured, this vindication to prove our innocence. Shawnee Kirkhoff, she was actually the first person to fire into the crowd, which sparked the riot. You know, everybody was sitting there peacefully, hanging out, waving flags.
Let's put Shawnee Kirkhoff on screen. She's the little CIA operative. That's confirmed. This is a real cupcake here, so explain that.
Yeah, she's the first one to shoot into the crowd. She testified, I believe, against Guy Reffitt, which was the first January 6th case to go to trial. She's a perfect fit for the CIA. I mean, she's a scoundrel. She's a scallywag. And that's the kind of people that they like. I mean, look at her. She looks like a purple elephant lesbian thing. She's crazy. She looks like she's got batshit crazy written all over her forehead.
And she'll do whatever they tell her. Fire into crowds,
yeah, of course.
Plant bombs, anything.
I mean, look at, just like Stuart said, Cash has got to go. He's abysmal. He's an abomination. This guy is so compromised, it's not even funny. Bongino, the same. Pam Bondi, Susie Wiles. I mean, this second term, the second administration is out of control. Trump really does. I don't even think he has a clue about what's going on half the time because there's so many degrees and separations from him and what's actually needing to be done. I don't think he even knows that we still need pardons. I mean, we've got people trying to get to him, but you have people like Susie Wiles blocking that. We've got the DOJ trying to take our lawsuits back.
4 million employees. Trump is, we're not even giving him a pass. He's learning about this now. He knows they try to set him up on J6. He has said he wants him to go to jail. I'm predicting we're going to have fireworks here. They've gone too far here, Joe. Joe Biggs, I mean, looking at this, though, I mean, they set it up at every level and it said that you and Stewart were the masterminds. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, they said that I was the orchestrator of it all. They said that my using of the bullhorn was akin to a squad sergeant with a fully automatic machine gun shooting bullets into the crowd. Like he said that's what my words were like that day. And I was inciting violence just by being there. I walked over a fence that was already knocked down. Then we come up to the second fence, which is a prop for the January 20th inauguration, which had nothing to do with security for J6. That fence is typically not even there. This was a fence that was actually originally knocked down.
I saw a little 3-foot plastic fence. My point is that we know you didn't mastermind. They showed no emails, no text. I was in the meetings with you about what do we do if Antifa attacks. We had a stage set for Trump. He said go there peacefully. How are they going to spend this, though? I mean, and we now know Kash Patel's sitting on this for 10 months.
Well, I mean, just like Stewart said, they're going to think it's just going to go away. But, I lived through that. My family lived through that. My friends lived through that. And I know they're not going to forget and let that go. And we just have to keep talking about it. And we can't let them try to sweep it under the rug, which is exactly what they're going to do. That's what they always do. So, it's our job to continue talking about this and keeping it in the forefront of people's minds. I've got numerous speaking engagements all over the country lined up over the next several months, and I will be hammering it and talking about it. I have a book coming out, a documentary. So we will be exposing this stuff for as long as it takes.
I gotta tell you, Joe, I just keep going back to this. It's so weird to have known you for like 12 years. No, Stuart, like 15, 16, whatever it is, longer. And like, you're the masterminds, all proven to be a lie, no evidence. Then we have the masterminds, Pelosi, the Democrats, Capitol Police sitting half of them away that day, all of it. It's bizarre, Stuart. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. But we have to expose them. As Joe said, we got to keep on the drumbeat, and you said too. But I really believe we should have a protest outside the White House to let President Trump hear from us directly. He can hear us through the windows. Pick a time when he's there and be outside on the bullhorn again saying, here's the reality. Here's what you need to do. We're the base. We're asking you to do your job by firing Patel and Bondi and cleaning house inside your own administration. Because otherwise, you're going to lose the midterms. The Republican Party is going to lose the midterms because the base won't show up to vote if they know that nothing's being done that they elected Trump to do.
Well, the good news is I'm told movement's happening. And Pelosi, as this was breaking Thursday, announces she's not running again. And we know she was dumb enough with her daughter to basically confess to the setup on video.
No, and that's great. That's an indication that they're worried. But we can't take it for granted that that's going to do everything we need done. We got to push President Trump to do his job. And his job should be to fire them and put somebody else in and to replace them to do the work we put him in office to do. I mean, God saved him in Pennsylvania for a reason. That's to take the deep state down. It's not to make trade deals, not to improve the economy. It's to defeat the deep state. That's why he's there. And if he doesn't do that, his own base is going to abandon him. That's what I predict.
Well, that's right. Everything is secondary to removing the deep state.
Yeah, and you got to expose the Epstein files. He needs to just get back on that and do what he was supposed to do. That's the tip of the iceberg. Expose the fact that Epstein was working for Mossad and the CIA in conjunction, doing a blackmail operation. Expose all those elites. And I'm sure he's being told, if you do that, you'll crash our economy and destroy faith in our institutions. Well, that might need to be what's necessary. Get it done now while he's in office now. Because if you don't, they come back into power, we're all screwed. It'll be exponentially worse for every American out there. So let's get it done now while we're
already, his administration. They're already saying that the DOJ and the FBI, the deep state employees in there, that are already creating lists to go after people like us when they get back in power. And they will get back in power.
Well, they've had Hakeem Jeffries and all of them on TV saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and I agree. I believe we should go to DC, and I believe that if we do it in a strategic way and we plan it properly and everybody's peaceful, you know, Trump does pay attention to the crowds. He does look out the window and listen to the people. I mean, we've held protests outside his golf courses.
And what he really looks at is videos and reports. So I will assure you he knows about this, but a lot of this is to demonstrate to him about Todd Blanche. I mean, don't think Trump's good people don't know. So, yeah, and we should have a protest, too. That's all great. I'm just saying this is very ripe, guys. So I agree. The listeners need to promote this live feed. They need to share the reports we put out later because you know, when this is coming out very soon, well, how do you think Fox News will try to spin this, guys?
Oh, who knows? I mean, these guys, they're tore it from the floor up. I can't even – I used to be able to kind of predict what they're going to do, but they're so backwards now and so scandalous that it's really hard to even put an idea to it.
Stuart?
Patel makes, I think they'll ignore it until Patel makes his cover statement, try to spin it as an exercise, or she's being, you know, unfairly targeted and she's actually innocent. He'll spin it. Whatever spin doctor thing he does is what Fox News will pick up and spin it to.
That's right. He'll look like a deer in the headlights the last few times that he goes, no, the shooter and Butler, Crooks acted alone. And, Epstein killed himself. We're going to show you the video. It'll be the exact same crap.
The look he has on his face, he looks so scared. He looks like they have the dirtiest thing on him. Whenever you see him step in front of a camera, he looks like he just saw like a stack of bodies and he is haunted. I don't know what he did, but they got something on him and he is completely compromised. They are controlling him like a puppet. I mean, look at him. I mean, Bongino, I've never seen Bongino sweat that much all the time. I mean, he looks like he's scared out of his brains. And they both, I mean, this has always been my prediction. They walked into the office the first day they took over. Two deep state FBI agents came in there, laid a folder in front of each of them and said, look, we know what you've done. And you're not going to change anything here like you've been talking about. And it's going to continue to be business as usual. And we're going to give you your marching orders and what you're going to say, and this is how the game's going to be played.
Amen. I agree completely. Yeah. Which is why they should resign. If they have any kind of honor left inside of them, they should just resign and say, hey,
yeah, I mean, their legacy's already tainted this point. I mean, get out while you got your head above a little bit above water before you drown, because, you know, they're destroying their credibility, and they're destroying the credibility of the United States and our law enforcement and everything. And it's just, it's despicable.
No, I agree. And Stuart's going to leave it to Venezuela. We're going to final word. We're going to bring Ontario in with you, Joe Biggs. But I'm not black pilled and I'm not white pilled. I'm just reality pilled. There's a lot of good, a lot of bad news, but compare this to 8 years ago. That's why the deep state's so scared. For the listeners need to know to boost their morale, because it's the truth. We are winning. We haven't won the war. We're winning the battles. Just think about how far we've moved now and how everything they try to cover up doesn't work. That is very positive. That's what the listeners need to understand. The more they share these videos, these articles, not just for me, but other people, and follow you guys, that is everything. The power is in the people. Stuart, can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I've relaunched Oath Keepers. Like, folks can go to Oathkeepers.
Yeah, you've relaunched Oath Keepers. That's huge news. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I'm not going to wait for a pardon. My attorneys advised me to wait that I might hurt my chances of getting a pardon by going back and continuing off my mission. But we can't wait for that. We have an obligation and duty to push. We took the high ground. Now we got to push into the sea. We can't rest on our laurels and wait for President Trump and, you know, trust the plan. We have to push.
Fight through the objective, press the attack. So explain that, what the public needs to do and why Oath Keepers is relaunched, what Oath Keepers' real mission is for people that don't know.
Yeah, loyalty to the Constitution, all the oath we all took, same oath that me and Joe took, that comes first. That's why I got no F's to give for Bongino or Patel or anybody else. They took the same oath we did to defend the Constitution. There's no excuses for not doing it. They should all go take a walk through the Arlington Cemetery, look at all those gravestones of men that gave everything to keep their oath, and do what's necessary to do the right thing. Redeem yourselves by telling the truth. Just say, I've been compromised, here's how I've been compromised, and here's what they have over me, and that's how you deprogram that.
And let me say this, I know you don't want a job, and neither does Joe Biggs. We were thinking of this, you have your own lives, but people like O'Boyle or Servant, don't want his job back. We have all the real whistleblowers, we have the real men. Why not promote the battle-hardened, proven people that are warriors?
Agreed. I would put Servant back in charge of the FBI right now. That's who should get it right now, I think. He's proved up enough to do that.
Stuart, just one more minute, because then we got to connect with the other great patriots here. But I want Enrique Tarrio. I want to give out the website for the Oath Keepers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat.
All right, I'm going to do this really briefly here. But if you tuned in Friday or you tuned in Saturday, the shows were so huge. I plugged, I think, the last 2 days, Friday and Saturday, with huge audiences twice. Because I just can't help it. The news is so powerful. But if we don't fund ourselves, we won't be here. That means the new network we built and the AlexJonesStore.com. So despite the fact it's selling out, we have the best ultramethylene blue because it was only Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It ends at midnight tomorrow. I plugged this 1 minute yesterday. This is a huge sale. I plugged it 1 minute because I'm so focused on this. I'm the problem around here. If I plug like every 30 minutes, we have plenty of money. You guys are great. You buy the product. But I got to tell you about it. So make up for my mistakes and take action. You've seen the rave reviews. Russell Brand went crazy on it. Roseanne Barr bought it. It's so good. It's so good for your whole body. RFK Jr. takes it. We have the best. Buy one bottle, get one free until midnight tomorrow. And they're store-wide 25% off on top of 50% off on the other supplements when you sign up for AutoShip. But no need to sign up for AutoShip for this. Go now and experience ultramethylene blue. You have till tomorrow at midnight, thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Oathkeepers.info, True Civil Defense, great work with Stuart. He's back tomorrow, 30 minutes with us. But I want now to get Enrico Tarrio on, who I've known for over a decade with the Oath Keepers, and or works for the Oath Keepers with, you know, the great folks there at the Proud Boys that Gavin McGinnis set up as just a fun men's club that's for blacks, Hispanics, whites, Asians, just people that believe in Western civilization and capitalism and having a good time. And, man, they acted like it was Adolf Hitler 10.0. I mean, compared to all the anti-Israel stuff, Oath Keepers was basically pro-Israel. In fact, it actually wasn't anti-Israel. But they got labeled with that, called domestic terrorists, because they would go out to events where Antifa was attacking Christians and they'd try to have a Christian barbecue or something. In all these liberal cities, you'd get beat up, attacked. They'd go out there and defend the people. And then he got set up, even though he wasn't there on Jan 6, along with Joe Biggs, but he was the head of Oath Keepers at that time. And so, Enrique Tarrio, what is it like for you to see this? Because we knew it was Capitol Police 4+ years ago. And we knew it. Go ahead.
So Alex, I saw this coming from a mile away. I've been trying to keep up with it for the past 10 months that I've been home. You know, the report from Steve Baker, you know, speaks for itself.
Home from prison. Home from prison. Home from prison. As the mastermind, when we know it's Pelosi and the Democrats confirmed.
It is. And then this report solidifies that. If you read through the Blaze's story, you see Steve Baker's story. It all checks out. You know, it's little tidbits here and there, but there's no coincidences in this, Alex. And for the viewers, I want you today to look at yourself in the mirror and repeat these words. The CIA did not put up a U.S. Capitol police officer to do this. You're going to feel real stupid doing it because there's so much that goes along with this story. Number one, the gate analysis, 94 to 98% accurate. With Kyle Serafin, you know, he didn't make up.
Well, that's a biometric assessment. Plus, we already know this is the first person to fire on the crowd to stir it up. And then we already have other sources.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I've talked to Steve Baker a bunch, and I can tell you that he is very meticulous in his reporting when he is researching. He is spot on. He's not someone to just fly off the cuff and throw something out there and try to make headlines. Like he puts in the painstaking work, and he is a very humble man. He's very good at what he does.
Well, tell us about Steve Baker. We've had him before, but let me just stop. I'm not giving out secret information because the bad guys already know.
Yeah.
This has been known for 4+ years. The people Trump put in to investigate it know. They've said, oh, it's not us. Okay, it's not them. Baker did the original work. It was already confirmed that we already have all the stuff. This is a setup. The bad guys have walked the trap. I'm going to let them know now so they run scared because it's going to happen. That this is, we're not just on Steve Baker's thing here. We know. So, because the DOJ wouldn't do their job and allow this to come out, now it's coming out this way. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, he's spot on what he's doing. He's been taking his time. You know, you've got different pundits out there saying that Kyle Serafin's injected himself into the story. Well, the FBI had him, you know, looking into the house where they believe the suspect was. You know, he was running their, detail that was looking into that, and then was mysteriously pulled off. So, you know, he wasn't thrown into the story, tried to attach himself to it. He actually worked it. And, so he was trying to help Steve Baker out and compare notes and things like that. So, you know, I trust what they've got, what they found. I'm not going to listen to a lot of these naysayers that are trying to run a shade on this story because they're trying to cover it up. And you got a lot of people out there that think they own the January 6th narrative, and that they control it. And that's just not the truth.
Well, I think if anybody can speak to it, it's Enrique Tarrio and, Joe Biggs and Stuart Rhodes. So Enrique, back to you. Just overall, what is this? Cause we knew it was a Fed operation, every angle of it. It's all been confirmed. But now this little added piece, what do you think is going to happen next?
I don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't know if the DOJ is going to take action on this. I don't know, like Biggs said, if there's going to be like, oh, well, some sort of training exercise. But this just solidifies everything that we've seen over the course of the past 5 years. We knew that the pipe bomber had something to do with it. You know, and I want to go back to Cal Serafin's reporting on this too. You know, the person used the metro, which is 0.4 miles away from this home that Cal Serafin was staking out. There's no coincidences in this at all. I did 3 years. Joe did more than I did. Joe did 4 years in prison, most of that time in solitary confinement. When are we going to start seeing the answers? And, you know, like even the naysayers, look, I understand that some people want to kind of be careful and cautious on this, but right now is not the time to be like, to half asses. I think, we only got 3 years left. And midterms, it looks like we're probably going to get trampled in the midterms. So Trump has a year to put this together, to put Pam Bondi in check, Kash Patel in check. That's what you guys voted for, because me and Biggs were in solitary confinement. So I can't even say that I voted for Donald Trump. I would have. So we have the ability to do everything that we've ever wanted. You know, we got the dream team, the supposed dream team, but we're 10 months in, and how many arrests have we seen? We got John Bolton and Comey. Fine. Great. The conspiracy goes much further than that. We've seen Comey use delay tactics in the hopes that they steal the 2028 election again, and he has a more favorable DOJ and a more favorable president. So I don't know where this is going to go. I know that action needs to be taken. If action isn't taken on this, I think you're going to see what Stuart said. You're going to see a lot of angry MAGA patriots at in D.C. peacefully.
Well, if you look at this, it would take hours, obviously, to go over all the evidence, but arresting people that are really feds and then high-fiving, we already know all this, and we already knew about this lady a long time ago. Now they're just clear to fire. This information's coming out. I don't see how they hide this, because Trump knows this was hung around his neck. So as he learns about this, I think this is going to result in some bad people being removed from the DOJ.
And look, here, perfect example. Not only does she leave Capitol Police not to get a civilian job, she works for the CIA. Jocelyn Ballantyne, the head, the architect of all the January 6th cases, still works for the DOJ. She's still answering motions from Joe Biggs and Ethan Nordine and Dominic Pozzola in court. We still have these FBI agents that raided Mar-a-Lago and raided my house, my home. The lead FBI agent in our case still works here. So this whole thing that we were going to turn the Hoover building into a museum, I don't know when that starts. You know, I'm not stupid. I know that that's, he didn't really mean he was physically going to turn it into a museum, but I want to see something that goes towards that. You know, they've arrested a record number of pedophiles and drug traffickers. Fine. You know what? I can't applaud something that they're supposed to do. We're asking them to bury the deep state, dig them in a hole so they never leave again. They tried to do that to us. And I'm telling you guys right now, in 2028, if they steal that election, me, Joe Biggs, Alex Jones, and every single one of you watching this program, we will hang together. Literally, we will hang together if we don't start turning things around.
That's an ode to Benjamin Franklin. We either hang together or hang separate.
Yes.
But larger issue here.
Mm-hmm.
There was no pushback the first Trump term. He didn't know what he was doing. He's admitted that. Now this is different. I don't see how they bury this, guys. I don't see how they cover this up.
They're not going to bury it. It's impossible to bury. You have all the evidence sitting right in front of you. So how do they hide it? They could use delay tactics. They could use journalists that are supposed to be on our side and call them and tell them, hey, you need to chill. And they just drag this out until, you know, headlines have a very, very short lifespan. So if they break this out over the course of the next couple months, the next best thing is out and we'll be screaming at the top of our lungs about this issue and nobody's going to care. That's the tactic. That's a tactic of the media, and that's what we're saying.
No, 100%. We need to let them know that ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to fire those two guys up there at the FBI. We need someone that's got balls to stand up. Look, nobody's got a perfect life. We've all got dirt. We've all got skeletons in the closet to some degree. But it's going to take a man of integrity to get up there and stand over the target and take the bullets, take the arrows, and put it all out there. It might even ruin his own reputation, but this is a war right now. We're in a war and we're trying to save this country, the greatest country in the world. And someone's going to have to sacrifice who they are, and their legacy, so to say, because if you're going to go in there and take over the FBI, they're going to hit you with everything. Like I said, I believe they handed folders to Bongino and Patel and it scared them. You've got to be a man that's willing to just go, you know what? I don't care. Screw you. And throw the folder back in their face and start making changes. And
by the way, you guys, save the country. I never got offers to turn on Trump and say he sent you there, which he didn't. You ever talked to him? I have the same stuff. So it's not like we're three men here talking that haven't done this. It's not like we're not asking other men and women to do things we haven't done. It's not about acting tough. It's just we've done it. Like all three of us, let's just be honest, we've been in the info war. You guys have been in prison. I mean, we've been through hell. It's not like we're just saying this.
I think Steve Baker should be appointed a special prosecutor in this case. Give him all the tools handy. Have Cal Serafin stick right there by his side.
Take the men that are proven.
Yeah. The people, you know who the perfect people to run some of these bureaus within the administration? The people that run the social media, it seems like they're hyped up and they're doing a great job. But we're not seeing those same results in real life. Until when? Until when are people going to keep telling me, oh, have patience. It takes time. Well, in 2028, when nothing happens, are you still going to be saying, hey, be patient? Oh, we should have done more. Hey, you were right. Don't wait until that time. You know, a lot of J6ers got picked up on January, right after January 6th, and they were able to push their trials past it. We're almost a whole year into this administration.
No, I agree. We're behind schedule. So let me ask you this. On other issues, other fronts, they're trying to cause a race war. They're attacking ICE, shooting them up, Latin kings, murder orders, which people don't know. The real Latin gangs and stuff, like real gangs you don't hear about a lot. That's a real big gang. That's strong. I mean, all of this, Enrique, Joe Biggs, how do you expect the deep state to strike back? Because I can tell you, I don't see how they get out of this. When they try to cover this up, Trump's not bad. He knows he got set up. This is really dangerous. This J6 thing is going to just create a cascade effect. How do the bad guys change the subject?
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I mean, I believe it's going to be, like you said, they're firing at ICE agents. They're going to take the story off away from J6 and this, exposing of the Fed's direction. And it's going to happen in places like Chicago and LA again. You know, the crowds are getting amped up. They're getting bolder. And nothing's really happening. I mean, look what happened to the guy that threw the sandwich at the ICE agent. Nothing happened. You know, if that would have been me or Enrique or you throwing that, that's probably 5 to 10 years in prison right there for us. And they would have gotten on it quickly and they would have put us in front of a DC jury or a San Francisco jury or Chicago, guaranteed a conviction, and we would be in jail immediately already. So these people are empowered to continue to act like hooligans, to go out there in the streets at night, to attack the cops, not just throw bottles or rocks, but now shooting at them. And it's only going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get bad before it gets better. And I'm not black-pilled. I do believe that there still is a chance. But it's going to take men of courage and men of honor and women to stand up and do the right thing. Even though they know they're walking right into machine gun fire, you're going to have to take the bullets. That's what this country was built on. You got to run into the fire. And that's why there's specific types of men and women who join the military and others who don't, and do different jobs. You know,
but let's be clear. And I agree with you totally. They do it because they were dialed in, their heads screwed on straight. Not doing it is way worse for their family in the future. We know we're up against pure evil. And most folks have been running a machine gun fire. There's got to be moral and stand for what the truth is. And that's what we can say here tonight. Not as badasses. I want to try, but compared to most people, like people think these lawyers, these politicians, they claim they're patriots, but when they get any pushback, they just get on their knees and tell the deep state to pull their dick out so they can suck it. That's got to stop. Don't they get, that's the most dangerous thing? Don't they have any will or their own independence to not bend over to the deep state? Enrique.
Now, we keep seeing these violent, the left increase in violence across the country. But when we're talking about D.C., and Joe made a great point about the sandwich throwing, nothing vindicates us more, I think, than that specific case and shows you how corrupt D.C. is. They have this guy on video throwing a sandwich at an ICE officer. They show this in court, and this jury's like, you know what? He is not, definitely not guilty of this.
I got something way worse. They had a guy go stalk and say he was going to attack the family of Trump administration officials, and the yes. Judge killed
Stephen Miller,
the investigation, and then they let the guy basically off that came to kill the Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. So I'm not overshadowing your sandwich story, but my God.
Yeah.
They convicted us with absolutely no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever. Obviously everybody knows the story. I wasn't there. Biggs walked through a door that was open. He went over a gate that was already crushed on the floor. And they gave him 18 years. They give me 22.
You say gate. They had a 2-foot green plastic fence.
Yes. Yes. It went up. I think it was even below, the waistline.
It was a 2-foot plastic, bright plastic green fence that was trampled. That was like a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the invoice for it. As a matter of fact, they put it up, and it was one of those Home Depot, the cheap ones. But we keep seeing this rise in this violent rhetoric, on the left. And, you know, they're emboldened to do so. You know, look, the deportations, I think, the DHS and the deportations and ICE is doing a fantabulous job. Do I feel like they need a bigger workforce and do more deportations? Absolutely. But like when you look at the DOJ, we haven't seen anything from them. What have they arrested? Like 4 people at Tequila Tesla?
No, I agree. We're getting way more action from DHS because it's newer, not as old as the corrupt.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like the left.
That's exactly.
It's like the left is punching us and they're saying, stop being violent. The right, stop being violent. You're a white supremacist. And they're just hitting us and they're saying, stop being violent. And we're just sitting there going like, what are you talking about? We're not doing anything. And they're like, you're a white supremacist and they're just hitting you. Stop being violent. It's the most insane thing to see because you sit there in this trial and it's like, here's absolutely no evidence. Yep. Give this guy 17, 18 years. Let's go. This guy threw a sandwich. We got it on camera and hit a federal officer. Nah, I don't see anything at all. The ICE agents are being violent. We're being peaceful. We're just throwing sandwiches and rocks over here.
So, in closing, I want to get you guys back up this week as this unfolds. I feel like this is going to be big because I don't see how they hide it. Final comments for both of you on this.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know, like I said, we got to stay on this. We can't ignore it. It's our job as people who've been through this to expose this, to educate people on what it's really like so you can understand. Most people think that when someone's convicted, they probably just did it, right? Or when someone's been charged with something, they probably already committed the crime. That's what most people think. But you don't understand, in a federal prison, I'd say at least a good 50% of the people in there are innocent because they do no legwork. They do no due diligence. The courtroom is not about justice. It's not about getting to the truth. It's about finding someone that you don't like, putting a label on them and throwing them in prison because they're a threat to you some way or fashion. Or they're just too lazy and they don't care and want to do the work. But that's what people need to understand is this is
all one big shit show. But now we got a place for all those prison cells, the deep state, because we got their ass.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's too many innocent people in there and there's too many nonviolent offenders that are in there. We can clear those people out. Let's get them commuted or pardoned and let's bring in the Comeys. Let's bring in the Clintons. Let's bring in the Pelosi's.
Let's bring in this lady planting pine bombs.
Yeah. Let's bring in.
Let's start filling these prisons up. I mean, I'm pretty sure criminals. With the workforce that they have now, they can fill up a couple of these prisons with people that weaponize the United States government against its own citizens. We saw it. We saw it for 4 years. We warned you guys about it. InfoWars warned you about it. And like now we're sitting here and then they call us, like Joe said, they call us white supremacists, Nazis, fascists. All those words don't work anymore. We don't care. Keep calling us those names. We don't care. But one thing we do care about is getting the job done.
Well, Ricky, I got to give you props and Joe and Stuart Rhodes, because it came out in the news. They offered you the deals to turn in line, say Trump did it. You didn't roll over. I'm surprised out of all your people. I'm so proud of America. They couldn't get one Trump official to take Russian money. It was really CIA and FBI. They couldn't get me to do it. What's crazy about us populist conservatives is we're just the good guys. How's it feel to be the good guys? And I mean, you got to feel vindicated. Whatever happens, you're on the side of God right now.
Trump needs to do right now. He needs to deputize the Proud Boys and put us in charge of going after these people.
The United States Department of Proud Boys. Make
you deputize.
Just briefly, and then Joe, we'll have you back in the next few days. How vindicated do you feel, though? From being in solitary confinement for years. How do you feel now?
I mean,
I'm amazing. Look. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, I'm saying I'm home, man. I mean, I'm thankful for that. God is good. God is great. Yeah. You know, God uses people out here to help do good things. And I'm glad that he used Trump to get us out of here. And now we can continue to fight and expose the corruption that's going on. And that's what I'm dedicating my life to. I'll never give up.
Two of the three that are the masterminds, all lies. We have the masterminds, the CIA.
I'm the bad guy.
So Tony Montana, say goodnight to the bad guy. Sorry, go ahead, Enrique.
Say goodnight.
Well, the first thing I did when I got out of prison was call you, Alex. You know, you were the first show I got on here. I thanked you. I thanked your audience for always supporting us. It feels great to be home, man. You know, I wake up every day and, you know, things go wrong. Life goes wrong, but I'm in a positive place. I don't care about those small little things. I'm out. I was given my life back. Now it's time to fight back because I don't want what happened to me to happen to you guys, the viewers out there. I don't want it to happen to you guys. And I see it happening. I'm watching it unfold in my eyes. And there's an anger. There's an anger and a rage in me that comes with 3 years of solitary confinement. And because it's going to happen if these agencies don't get in line. This story, Steve Baker, amazing job. Kyle Serafin, amazing job. Joe, amazing job.
You know the evil's coming back. You're warning people. Like, we got to do this.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We have no choice. We have no choice. We got to do it for our kids. Well, look, we got to do it for our grandkids.
We can get it out to Trump with all these reports, but yeah, I agree with you. We just, regardless, let's book a time 3 weeks. We're going to D.C. peaceful protest. We need to bring this up in front of the White House.
You let me know what day you want to go, and I'm there, Alex, and I'm sure Joe would be there, too.
I love you guys. Enrique, you too, how do people find you? How do people support what you're doing?
You can find me on X. It was down there on the lower thirds, at Noble One, spelled out O-N-E. And you could support me by subscribing to my Substack, noblelead.substack.com.
And Joe, real quick, we'll have you back. Plug it.
Oh, you can't support me because I'm banned everywhere. Oh, yeah, I got Instagram. I'm
all right.
Stuck at that now.
Wait, I'm going to come back next hour with a special guest in the studio. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.